This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz, and yesterday morning I asked the question, are you a cynical person? Back in 2003, Hillary Clinton said that the worst thing that can happen in a democracy as well as an individual's life is to become cynical about the future and lose hope. Now, I think that's very true, and I'm sure that there have been many people through life who see things in that half-empty glass concept rather than half-full, cynicism, being negative. And I want to ask, how do you undo it if you feel that you're bogged down and people say you're so cynical? What can you do? I can suggest that you call out to God for hope. I mean, I'm looking at the scriptures here in Romans 15, verse 13. Wonderful verse to think about. I pray that God, who gives you hope, will keep you happy and full of peace as you believe in him. May you overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it was the Apostle Paul in Romans when he wrote to them and said, if God is on our side, who can be against us? And in Philippians, he said, God is the one who began this good work in you, and I'm certain he won't stop before it's completed on the day that Christ Jesus returns. So I think they are very powerful, positive verses of Scripture. Our victory over negative thinking and cynical thoughts, that's to allow God to come into our life. God begins a work in us. And later on, still in writing to the Philippians, Paul says, God is working in you to make you willing and able to obey him. So when we can claim victory and be positive, it's God's victory. God is working through us. And I also think it's important to remember this, that faith is not trusting that God will do this thing or that thing, but faith is actually trusting in God. It is God who is good, and in spite of the circumstances as they presently stand, it's the God that we worship, and God works all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So what can we do? And maybe you're struggling with cynicism. I think there's a bit of advice. Quit this navel-gazing. You know, quit thinking about yourself all the time. And when I think about myself and my own needs, I can very easily start feeling sorry for myself and overlook what other people are going through. Now, yes, it's good to occasionally have a look at yourself, but it doesn't relieve me of the sin that I might have. My sin is not someone else's fault. So stop this navel-gazing business and stop the judgmental attitude towards others. Care about others, people. And again, the Bible makes that very clear. Even if you want to find out, if you've got time to look at a charity or to offer your services to help somebody else. Do something that's not you, something that doesn't bring you gratification. And the second thing I'd say this morning, remember the sovereignty of God. Throughout the Bible, it's clear that all things are ultimately under God's reign. So God is good. He has the best interests for you in mind. And so even when circumstances go to the contrary, God can use you, even when you've failed and you might have failed dismally. And so it's really taking to heart the things that God has done for us. So when we know that sometimes we can lose the way because we're focusing on ourselves. There's another point here. Don't show contempt for the kindness of God. So I think we have to remember that, yes, we have sinned. We've fallen short of the glory of God, and we need God's grace. So if you find yourself dealing with other people in a way that seems very pessimistic, you know, always looking at the gloomy side, remember that you're human too, and that they might have hurt you. But have you hurt someone? Probably. We have all, in a sense, hurt God by breaking a covenant with him. Are you no better or worse than any of those that you've been cynical about? The Bible's teaching is clear here. As God has forgiven you, so you ought to forgive one another. So cheer up. Don't be so cynical. Be positive and allow God to help you. Dear God, there are times when we feel anxious, uptight, pessimistic. And sometimes it's over what other people are going through or what we are going through. But Lord, you've blessed us in so many ways. I want to be grateful for all that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.